actually worked out pretty good. We had some stations coming in on that yesterday. I heard some VE5 stations even ripping up a QSL there with them. So, and I had one myself there. I forget the call sign now. But, no, it was it's good. So, if there's another station in there, go ahead. If not, take it away, Doug. V5 DCP, VE1 Echo Papa, VE5 RJM.
Good morning there, Emil. V5 DCP in the group. Yeah, I delayed there to see if there was any other traffic for the connection here, so didn't hear anybody. So, hey, so nice to hear you got another Pico balloon up in the air there, and I just caught the bit of the conversation. So, yeah, what's the cost of helium there, Emil? Just wondering if it's gone crazy. V1 Echo Papa in the group, portable. V5 DCP in the group.
You know, Doug, if you look at the the YouTubes, they always say that helium is much costlier, costs more than hydrogen. But actually, now that everybody's gone party crazy, even Canadian Tire has helium in containers. I think the small container, I think it's about 30 kgs, and the big one's about 75 kgs. The $30 KC one will take you about it'll take you about 500 grams to lift, and then the 75 will take you at least 120 grams. So, and my portable and balloon is going to weigh less than well, now I'm going to have a tracker on it, so it'll be probably 400 grams. So the $25 helium tank should do me there. Over.
Fine business there, Emil. Yeah, I haven't looked at Canadian Tire lately for a while, but yeah, I will. That's kind of interesting, and so maybe that will accelerate the Pico balloons going up. I think there's a local group here in Saskatchewan that tried one up in the Battlefords, I think. You might correct me on that, Randy, if I'm wrong, but I think there was a group that launched a balloon up in that part of the province. So back to you, Randy. B5 RGM, the group, B5 DCP.
Yeah, fine business, Doug. And, well, I know, I don't know, but helium here in Saskatchewan apparently took a heck of a huge jump in price here, and I'm not sure what that's all about. I'm not sure if it affects it all across Canada or what, but someone, a local business in Melville, I think it was, maybe it was Yorkton, they do these party things, you know, blowing up balloons and stuff like that for kids' parties and stuff, and they usually, it costs them about $200 for a bottle. It's one of these larger containers for helium, and it jumped to from $200 to $1,200 for the same tank, same amount. So I'm not sure. Maybe it came back down, and it was just a short term thing. But yeah, I figured, well, geez, this is going to affect definitely the launching of Pico balloons, but that didn't seem to affect the rest of the country here. So I don't know what happened. Anyways, yeah, we had there was not a Pico balloon launch, but there was a balloon launch a number of years ago, quite a few years ago, probably 15, 20, Saskatoon did that, but I haven't heard anything else in Saskatchewan as far as people raising up. I think it was a weather balloon in Saskatoon that they did, and I don't think there's anything yet that they've used since then anywhere. So, and I don't think it was North Battleford, so but it was there was one in Saskatoon launched. Is that the one that you're talking about, or is there something more recent that I don't know about, Doug? Over.
Yeah, V5RJN, the group, V5DCB. The Battlefords, I could be wrong on that, Randy, but yeah, I don't think I've heard. There hasn't been a lot of balloon activity that I know of anyways, and that's all, as you say, it's been quite a few years. And so maybe we're in the wrong part of the country. I don't know. The other place I've heard of balloon launches is in the Thunder Bay area in northern Ontario. So maybe Emil can comment on that. B1 Echo Papa Portable in the group, B5 BCP in the group. Back to you, Emil.
Yeah, we got a couple of, let me see, let me just go down the list here. My screen is frozen here now. There was one over the Hudson Bay, actually, yesterday. Oh, there we go. Let me just take a pause here for a second. I can tell you, though, that canister of Canadian Tire, it stands about maybe a foot high and maybe 10 inches round. And the big one is about 16 inches high and about 10 inches round as well. And like I said, the first one's about 30, and the second one is about 75. At least that's what it was 2 weeks ago. Over. And I'll see where the balloons are here in Canada.
Yeah, Roger. Copy that there, Neil. Yeah, I know the containers that I'm talking about, they're like cylinders, like acetylene type of tanks. They're the huge tanks. I guess they buy them for quantity because they're always using that product for their business. So, yeah, on smaller scales, maybe it's not so bad. I don't know what the story is there. I haven't heard anything recent. This was like a month ago. Someone had said that to me there, I think. But anyways, what you up to, Doug, for today? V5DCP in the group, V5RJM.
Hey there, Randy. V5RJM, the group, V5DCP. Well, I'm sending my... on my computer here right now, and get my radio turned on, and wife got up early, and so did I, so we've had our first cup of tea there, and I think I'll pop in the kitchen, fire up some coffee, and put it in the mug here, so that'll be one of the tasks, and I've determined what's going to happen with breakfast here, so my wife's doctor's appointment yesterday, and our doctor uncovered something that has been going on, and he's an assistant professor of medicine out of University of Saskatoon, and he checked into the files and found something that other people had overlooked, so he solved one of my wife's problems there, so it's got a surprise. A couple of kinds of antibiotics got dispatched. So my wife's getting sick of the extra pills, so she's following the directions she's got, and hopefully this will correct some things there. So back to you, Randy, in the group, B5RGM, B5DCP. So it's close.
Yeah, Roger. Well, Michelle works today, so I'll be doing some radio stuff today in the shack. keeping a lookout on the weather, how it's going to do today. So hopefully we don't get any snow, but yeah, that's all we got here too, is just a brief skiff of snow here on the streets and every place else. So, but we had some severe melting going on yesterday. It was pretty good to see, actually, even though, you know, it was snowing off and on, just hardly noticeable in the air, actually, the snow. So, yeah, whatever came down melted and so forth. But I'll find business on the first cup. I can't really function very good until I get that first cup there. And you'll probably figure out something there for breakfast. Anyways, any other stations in there? If not, over to you there, email. Maybe you've got some information there. V1 Echo Papa, V5RJM in the group.
Yeah, okay, very good. Don't see the dashboard lighting up there. Yeah, we do have a VA4 November India Victor -1. That's from Manitoba. And we have a VE3 KCL46. He's up there for quite a while. And, of course, we have VE7 XF-1. And, of course, VE7 NFR-15, the one that was launched yesterday from the school. The sun is just hitting it there now, so hopefully it'll beacon within an hour or so. And I'll just double hit it here and make sure if it did beacon this morning. It's at 12,700 meters, and no, it's still 13 hours since it last beaconed. So I expect it's going to beacon within the next few minutes. Yeah, we got stations that are picking it up from Pennsylvania. So there you go. Back to you there, Doug. V5 Delta Charlie Papa. One Echo Papa in the group.
There's another station in there. We have some Keyclex. If there's another station, go ahead. This is Victor Echo 5 Delta Charlie Papa Regina Saskatchewan in the group. There's another station. Please come in now.
Yeah, I see Victor Ocean 1 Kilo Juliet Mike. Ken, are you by the frequency? Go ahead. The mic is yours. Over.
V1 EI, V1 KJM. Good morning to you, Emil. Just wondering how everything's going on. They're down in Halifax. Just turned on my radio. They're just out and about in the mobile metropolis of Moncton. So there you go. Did you guys get any snow or rain last night?
Actually, it missed out. I don't think we got much to talk about. The wind's picking up, though. Almost a good day for a kite. Maybe I'll try it out this afternoon. Anyway, we have Randy on board, V5RJM. And then we have V5 Delta Charlie Papa, Doug. Anyway, we were just having a chat about the Pika balloon that was launched yesterday from Vancouver. Adrian launched one for the school, and the kids are all excited watching this Pika balloon not only lift it, but now watching it travel, circumnavigate the Earth. That's it for now, Ken. I'll shift it back over to Doug. He was going to pick it up there. V5 Delta Charlie Papa in the group. Go ahead, Doug. The mic is yours.
Okay there, Emil. VE1 Echo Papa in the group. VE5 DCP Regina. And good morning to the other station in the Maritimes. I didn't catch the call sign, but I believe it's Victor Ocean 1 there. Didn't catch the back end. Good morning to you. And Emil, that's kind of interesting, and give the kids education in ballooning and radio and all the other factors that come into it, and any idea on the age of the students there, Emil, I'll pass it back to you. B1 Echo Papa in the group, B5 DCP Regina.